KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have dense fog, 1/10 of a mile visibility. We look for the fog to continue through mid-morning for most of the area counties. Skies will then become partly cloudy today, and we'll have a high around 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, the three members of a state forecasting board agree that state tax receipts will grow, but not by much in the next 18 months.
In the 8 weeks since we met last, little has changed economically. The underlying fundamentals of the national and state economy remain sound. The economy continues to be in mid-expansion with nothing on the immediate horizon that suggests a serious downturn or recession.
That's Holly Lyons of the Legislative Services Agency, a member of the State Revenue Estimating Conference. The group predicts tax payments to the state of Iowa will remain steady, growing by about 1.8% in the next state budgeting year. Legislators will use that estimate as the basis for building a spending plan for the state budget year that begins July 1st. Department of Management Director Dave Roeder is another member of the State's Revenue Estimating Conference.
We are at least all reading the tea leaves the same, whether they're all right or all wrong, but we're at least seeing the economy about the same way.
Many state agencies have presented Governor Reynolds with status quo budget plans. Roeder suggests there won't be a lot of extra money to spend next year.
We believe that there will be enough funding to do the essentials, what government is supposed to do.
Unlike the past 2 years, Roeder does not anticipate mid-year budget cuts in the remaining months of the current state fiscal year. State tax revenue is projected to grow nearly 5% in this budgeting year. David Underwood, a businessman from Clear Lake, is the third member of the State Revenue Estimating Conference. He says headline fears are causing people to underappreciate great corporate earnings reports.
So I believe our most prudent course of action is to remain patient and disciplined in what we do, as well as conservative, watchful for the signs of the recession that will come someday.
Underwood and two other members of the Revenue Estimating Conference all cited concern about the ag economy, particularly commodity prices that have slumped during recent trade disputes. In area news, sheriff's officials in Mills County said yesterday 20-year-old Jacoby Christian Maurer of Council Bluffs had been arrested at around 11:35 p.m. Wednesday. Maurer was taken into custody for driving while license revoked in violation of motor vehicle financial responsibility. He was also arrested on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for OWI first offense. Bond for Maurer was set at $3,000. Altogether. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that on Wednesday, 47-year-old Jimmy Wayne Metzger of Crescent was at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, and authorities knew he had a warrant for probation violation. The felony warrant was confirmed through Pottawatomie County Communications, and Metzger was placed under arrest and then booked into the Pott County Jail. At around 7:15 p.m. Wednesday, a Pott County deputy was on location at a residence in the 13,000 block of Berry Hill Avenue in Council Bluffs with regard to a call from a homeowner who thought someone had been on the porch of her residence. The deputy cleared the residence and located 30-year-old Tim B. Koenig of Lincoln, Nebraska, inside the home. Koenig was subsequently arrested for burglary in the third degree. Eight Northwest Iowa families are fighting a company they blame for not doing enough to address the smell of dead, rotting hogs from a nearby rendering plant. An attorney for the Esterville families filed a motion this week pushing for Emmett County leaders to take stronger action against Central Byproducts, a Minnesota-based company. The family said the county isn't doing enough to ensure the problem gets fixed after 3 years of extremely noxious, highly objectionable odors. The family's attorney filed a motion to intervene in an Emmett County petition that seeks $4,750 from Farmers Union Industries, the parent of Central Byproducts, for violating its conditional use permit. The plant's owners has said it's making improvements that should reduce the odor. The new Iowa State University land value survey released this week shows a small drop in land values. Iowa State University economist Wendong Zhang says values dropped just under 1%.
Which means that the current average value is $7,264 per acre as of November 1st, 2018.
And that's $62 an acre less than last year's survey. Zhang says farmland prices peaked in 2013 at just above $8,700 an acre.
For the last 5 years, we have seen four declines over the last 5 years. And despite the last year in 2017, there's a 2% increase, we have seen steady but modest declines off the peak.
Zhang says he's been asked repeatedly in the last 5 years if there is a concern about another collapse in values like we saw in the 1980s, but he says he's not concerned.
Overall, I think the key message from this survey is, yes, we are seeing downward pressure, we are seeing modest decline, but overall we are seeing stabilizing land markets. There is no sign of sudden collapse. If you look at later, I will show you when you are looking at the district and county level changes, the county that declined most only declined by about 3%.
Humboldt and Wright counties reported the largest percentage decrease in value at 3.3%. Zhang says there has been a drop in farm income that's led to the drop in land values, brought on in part by big crops.
When you are looking at the last 5-6 years, we are seeing probably the 6-7 largest crop that U.S. have ever seen. That is not just for U.S. crops as well, it's also true for livestock. And the beef production have seen a rebound, and you see a lot of the expansion both in the hog production but also in the processing facility as well.
He says the cost of money is another issue driving land prices.
Second largest factor that people mentioned is the higher interest rate. Over the last year, over the last 3 years, actually, Federal Reserve have been raising the interest rates.
And the trade wars have also played a role.
The impacts of the tariff on the U.S. economy is not equal. It's more felt by the agricultural states like Iowa.
And he expects land values to see another small dip next year, as he says new tariffs and other factors take some time before they're felt in land values.
Typically, it's the income decline last year will affect this year's land value. So there takes some time for the land markets to fully capitalize what's happening in terms of commodity prices and the interest rate hikes, and the Federal Reserve interest rate hikes is a key factor in this.
Zhang says a trade deal with China could have some impact.
If you look at the commodity markets, just the sign of the two sides are talking give a 50 cents per bushel bump in a commodity futures market.
He says that bump eventually went back down, but it shows the impact potential that is there. Scott and Decatur counties held onto the highest and lowest farmland value spots for the sixth straight year. Decatur County had a value of $3,488 an acre. That's an increase of $8. Scott County reported a value of $10,537, which was an increase of $40 an acre. The South Central District reported the largest percentage increase of 3.8%. The Central and Southeast Districts reported decreases of 2.4% and 3.6% respectively. The Northeast and Southwest districts reported no notable change in value. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.